This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. You enjoy plant tours? I do. I enjoy seeing how things are made. That's why I really enjoyed a visit to the Mystic Lubes plant in Chicago, just a little bit north of Midway Airport, when I went there a couple of years ago to see how they process the products. I remember the view standing up on the roof looking down to the holding tanks and the tank cars on the rail line with the Chicago skyline in the background. And I remember going into the laboratory where they were pulling samples from the Mystic products that were headed out to farms and other users across the country. In the laboratory there at the plant in Chicago, they monitor very closely to make sure that that product is just what you need on your farm to extend the life of your equipment and to help you avoid costly breakdowns. Products like Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils. They're there to stand up to the relentless pressure of heavy use in extreme conditions. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Well, the Environmental Working Group is out with more bunk about our food. And the big city media outlets are lapping it up as if it were the gospel truth, without questioning the scientific basis of the allegations and without looking into the safeguards that our amazing food regulatory process provides to food consumers. The Environmental Working Group is going after the cereal makers again, alleging that eating breakfast cereal can hurt us. It is, in fact, malarkey. Quaker Oats and General Mills assure that the products are safe, that there's no reason for concern, but now that gets buried way down in the story. Scientists, true scientists, who usually are not surveyed by the big city media, now these are not food company representatives, these are scientists, say the Environmental Working Group makes up its own standards, which have no basis in science. At the University of Florida, research scientist Dr. Kevin Folta says the Environmental Working Group standards are 14,000 times lower than those of the Environmental Protection Agency and extremely lower than any other regulatory body. The first thing you should ask yourself when you hear of a report from the Environmental Working Group is, do they have an agenda? And what is their expertise? Well, yes, they do. And no, they have none. And by the way, you won't see the research of the Environmental Working Group posted in peer-reviewed research journals because those respected journals won't accept that junk. But you can count on the Detroit Free Press or the Chicago Tribune, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, to accept this malarkey as if it were scientific. From This Week in Agribusiness, officials in China are blaming kitchen waste fed to pigs for the spread of the dreaded African swine fever. China has the biggest herd of swine in the world, and thus far about 70,000 pigs have been culled in China. As I heard this week at the meeting of the U.S. Animal Health Association, our veterinarians here need to be vigilant in watching for signs of it in our hog herd. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.